To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carrie. Let me ask you, do you love sleeping in a top-notch mattress at a luxury hotel or aboard a cruise ship? We sure do, and a great mattress can make a world of difference in your life at home as well. Unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made in the U.S. by skilled manufacturers and shipped directly to your door. It's terrific quality and affordable. Learn which mattress is perfect for you by taking the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz. Then your personalized mattress is shipped to you free of charge. And if you're not satisfied, they'll pick it up and give you a full refund, no questions asked. Helix's 20 unique mattresses include their award-winning Luxe and Ultra Premium Elite collections, as well as the Helix Plus, designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress for growing bodies and endorsed by sleep experts. As a fan of the show, you'll receive a 100-night risk-free trial, and these mattresses have been named number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. So save 20% this weekend at helixsleep.com/carrier. As always, you can find the link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, there is no shortage of books written by Americans who chase a dream by going to live in another country. France is an especially popular destination. You remember Peter Mayle's 1989 bestseller called A Year in Provence. But a new book published recently is a different breed of I Went to France for a Fabulous Life story. And for our Write Stuff segment this week, you're about to meet Steve Hoffman, the author of a book called A Season for That. 13 years ago, Hoffman, then a tax accountant in Minnesota, and his wife, an aerospace engineer, took their 9-year-old son and 14-year-old daughter to live 6 months in France. But they didn't go to a part of France especially known for its beauty, like Provence or Bordeaux or even the Dordogne region. The Hoffmans threw a dart at a map in France and wound up living in a modest farming village with about 800 residents called Otignac in the southwestern region not far from Spain, in a region called the Languedoc. Hoffman spoke fluent French and had loved his months he spent in Paris during his 20s. But in this very, let me underline this, this very personal and affecting memoir, Hoffman doesn't come off actually very well in the first part of the book. The reader eventually learns why. But, Steve, welcome to the show. Tell listeners how you approached this trip and why you weren't exactly Mr. Wonderful when you arrived in Otignac.
Thank you, Rudy.
How's that for an introduction?
Yeah, Steve, you're kind of a jerk. Please introduce yourself to the good people out there. Though you're not far off. There was a jerkiness to my young man's firstborn ego-driven way of thinking about life, and to some extent that had lingered into early middle age when we went on this trip. And I think we both thought of it as something that was going to be romantic and educational. And to some extent, I thought of it as an escape from real life for a while, during which I could spend a beautiful moment speaking good French among French villagers, being admired and impressing, the servers and shopkeepers around me with how well I'd mastered the skills of living a French life.
And also impress your wife and two children.
Correct, which I failed entirely to do. In fact, I managed quite the opposite, and that's really the first turning point of the story and of that trip, is a moment at which my wife Mary Jo, who is sort of my truth teller both during the story and in our 35 years of marriage, slaps me upside the head and says, "Hey, this isn't working. We don't want to be extras in the Steve Hoffman show. We're here with two kids. This is serious. This is real life. And if you're just going to kind of skitter across the surface of this experience, I'm not that interested in France anymore," which was a terrifying prospect for me. I was faced with losing, either the respect of my family or losing France as a destination that had been kind of one of the pillars of my adulthood.
Your two children went to a French school. They'd learned some French in America, but they weren't as fluent as you were. They went to a French school. Your wife spoke a little French, but the beauty of this book, which is again very personal, very effective. I cried a couple times while reading your book, Steve. I mean, I think it's so powerful, and I think it's so much more a real life narrative of going to a small town in a different country than many books written about, particularly about, as I say, hey, I went to France. What a great life. The food's great. Everybody, you know, is so nice. And I like the accent. You did get it. You got intimately involved in this tiny village eventually.
Correct. But what that required really was for me to get over myself to some extent. And so it's a tale of acceptance, I would say. That was sort of the operating word as I was writing the book, both an external and kind of fun travelogue story about a family's external acceptance into this village and eventual embrace by the people who live there. But it's also a book about middle age acceptance of oneself and one's limitations and one's faults, even in the things that you most want to be good at, which in my case were in a minor way being French or being sort of a good Frenchman, even though I was American, but more importantly, being a good husband and father. And at some point I'm faced with this possibility that the way I'm seeing things, the way I'm going about this experience are actually betraying what I would ideally like to be best at in my life, which is to be, to be a caring and devoted father and husband.
I will tell you, Steve eventually worked with friends who we met in vineyards and even went and spent a week with a butcher to learn about that. Steve Hoffman's book is called A Season for That. The subtitle is Lost and Found in the Other Southern France. Steve, this is a great book, and I can't recommend this to listeners more. It's called A Season for That. Pick it up if you've ever dreamed of living somewhere else. And Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rudy.
We will be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.